This is Bird Note. For her PhD, Deja Perkins is studying data sets generated by the public, also known as participatory science projects. These projects include eBird, a site where anyone can upload bird observations, and they're essential to conservation efforts.
Scientists like me can use that data to understand bird patterns, movements, and we can have a better idea of where conservation is needed.
But Deja says that not every area is well represented in eBird, because right now the participants are predominantly white and affluent.
And so we're having a gap in what we know about the diversity of birds in many low-income and high-minority areas. Just because we don't have data on an area does not mean that birds do not exist in that area.
To close these data gaps, Deja says it's crucial to get more people participating in the places where they live.
And so it's really important that we get a wide variety of people involved in not only bird watching, but in reporting that data so that we have a better understanding of where birds actually are on the landscape, what areas they use, what areas may need additional conservation funds, and even where we might be able to input more green spaces for not only birds, but also people.
Today for Black Birders Week, the organizers are encouraging Black folks to get outside in their community for Just Us Birding. Learn more from the full interview with Deja on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Joanice Franklin.